You're listening to the Coffee for Closers podcast, hosted by Mitchell Goldsmith. The average realtor closes less than 3 deals a year. If this is your goal, no coffee for you. If you want to learn the secrets to closing 10 plus deals a year and become a marketing master of your craft and a successful real estate professional, listen in, then visit westgatepress.com to take action. Hello, this is Mitchell Goldsmith with the Secrets of Real Estate Marketing and Sales podcast. My audience is realtors, real estate professionals, mortgage brokers, etc. I want to tell you about the process of buying a house. Now, who am I to tell you about this process? Well, not only have I been involved in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of transactions, I would say probably 500 plus over a number of years, not as a real estate agent myself, but involved in transactions. I've recently bought a house, and I can tell you it was not a fun refresher of the process. The mortgage broker that we worked with was like a dead fish. He had like zero personality, and you know, being self-employed and having particular circumstances and all that, the guy had like no sympathy. He was just, like I said, it was like talking to a wall. So that didn't give me much confidence in the process, and it wasn't fun to work with them. And there's conditions on getting the loan, and, you know, right when we thought everything was going to be closed, then the underwriters come back with more conditions that you need to fulfill, and it's just a pain-in-the-ass process, and there was no personal touch. The guy didn't care. You know, we got the loan, we got the house, but that side of it was like, blech. So, I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement in the mortgage lending industry. Talking to your customers, keeping up with them, giving them details on how you are in the process, trying to clear conditions and hurdles early so that there's no nasty surprises at the end when you're stressed and you're just about to consummate the transaction. And by the way, this applies to real estate agents too. Our agent was okay, but my knowing so much more than this newer agent who I was actually doing a favor to, I had to say, hey, I want the title pulled early. I don't want to wait and say, oh yeah, the title company's doing it. I want to know what's going on with title early. I want to know if there's any landmines in buying this thing. There's any HOA liens, there's any child support liens, whatever it is, from the seller, you know? I want to make sure that we're going to get clear title early on. I don't want surprises. Same thing with the lender. You know, we got pre-approval, we got a letter and all that stuff before we went shopping. I knew what to do, but I had to literally like take my realtor's hand and say, all right, we're going to do this, that. Even when shopping for it, I told them what we want. And I said, I do not want to go look at properties that are outside my criteria. I'm willing to wait. I don't even want to see them. It's a waste of my time. The guy still, because he's new, tried to take me to these properties. And I told him, I said, I don't want to see it. The properties we went to that I didn't like, I literally was in there for like 30 seconds and I'm like, nope, let's go. And he's like, no, don't you want to see the closets? I said, no, because I told you my criteria. I know enough to know what I want, what I don't want, what my wife wants. I said, let's get out of here. It's a waste of my time. So he finally listens and we lined up probably about 15 properties to see in one day. And he's telling me, this is a lot of properties. I said, no, it's not, because I'll know within 30 seconds or like at most 5 minutes if it's good or not. So we ran through all the properties, we mapped them out. I found two that I really liked. I said, all right, let's put in an offer on this one, and off we go. So I'm not your normal buyer, you know, because I'm experienced, et cetera. But I can tell you, as a buyer of real estate, which I'm sure all of you listening have been, and as a seller of real estate, there are certain things you want in a real estate agent that will make them stand out to you. And there are certain things you want in a mortgage broker. And nowadays, just basic isn't enough. It's a very competitive market. People know all the tricks. You have to have more than just, hey, I exist. I have a business card. I have a nice picture of me, you know? With our service with Westgate Press, we're helping real estate agents, brokers, mortgage lenders, you know, license a series of books on various topics that they can give to prospects to demonstrate this expertise. Now, this is not going to get you the whole way. You still got to have personality. You still got to listen to your client. You still got to do the right thing and be knowledgeable. But if you want to stand out, this is just one of the ways that will really be a competitive advantage for you. So I highly encourage you to visit westgatepress.com and check out our Speak a Book program. And to also think about the experience of your buyer or seller or renter or refinancer or whoever that you're working with as a client. Because if the experience is nothing special, You're not going to get referrals. You're not going to get repeat business. You're not going to get cooperative clients. And you're going to be mediocre in your industry. Is that what you want? No. You want to be successful. So go to westgatepress.com and check it out and see about the speaker book process, about licensing various titles for you to help you stand out from the crowd. Thank you. You've been listening to Coffee for Closers podcast, hosted by Mitchell Goldsmith of Westgate Press. We reserve the right to refuse service to average real estate professionals. They haven't earned it because coffee is for closers. If you want to learn the secrets to closing 10 plus deals a year and become a marketing master of your craft and a successful real estate professional, listen in, then visit westgatepress.com to take action.